Jesus encourages his followers to look forward to the day when he returns in power and glory to end all suffering. The Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." This is the gospel of our Lord. So grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So are you a patient person? I must confess that I have never been a very patient person. I've never been great at waiting at all. When I was growing up, my mom loved to chat with people after church or whenever we were leaving a place. I don't know where I get my chattiness from. But I often got in trouble for not being patient enough to wait for her to be finished. I remember one time after church, I went and stood next to her and told her how bored I was very loudly. And that was the last time I did that. I never did that again. But I still wasn't a very patient person. I also really disliked going shopping with her when I was a child because it seemed like it took forever. I would love to say that as I've gotten older, I might have gotten better at waiting or gotten a little more patient. Maybe a little bit. But you know, if I ever have to wait in a waiting room for too long, I get antsy. When I have something fun planned that might be months away, I hate waiting for that event to happen. And don't get me started on having to wait for some surprise that's coming that I have for someone, because I am not good at waiting for that surprise to happen. In fact, sometimes I let the cat out of the bag. My second son got engaged yesterday, and that's very, very exciting. But when I called him this week, I said, "So are you still going through with the engagement on Saturday, the proposal?" And he said, "I don't know." He did that on purpose so I wouldn't come, because he was afraid that I would show up and I'd be all giddy with a big smile on my face and not be able to keep the surprise. So yes, it is. There are times when I'm just not a very patient person, and maybe you can relate to that as well. I think there are some people. I saw some nods. But what about with God? Are you patient with God? Are you good at waiting for what God has in store for you, or waiting for God to act in a certain situation? That is when waiting can be so hard, especially when we are desperate to hear a word of comfort from God, or to have God step in and intervene, or have God clearly guide us. I imagine we can all think of a time when we prayed for God to step in and change something. Maybe a loved one was dying. Maybe you or someone you know was out of work. Maybe your child or grandchild was struggling or more. The list of these situations where we are desperate for God to act could be endless. I vividly remember the day that I got a phone call from one of my mom's doctors. I was her caregiver at the end of her life. I was driving in Minot on a sunny spring day. The doctor called me to tell me that there was just nothing else they could do. They were recommending that she go on hospice. On one hand, it was surreal because my mom was still fairly active, still going to all of her doctor's appointments and still was able to get out here and there. But on the other hand, it's something I should have expected. Her cancer had been getting progressively worse and her treatment had stopped working. The doctor told me her time was very limited. I got off the phone with her. I began desperately praying that God would change the course of my mom's disease, that God would heal her. I'd been praying for months, of course, but now I was desperate. My mom needed God right away. She didn't have time to wait. I threw any patience and any ability to wait out the window. I wanted God to tear open the heavens and come down at that moment and heal my mom. Maybe you can relate. I know that there are many of you that can relate. You've experienced a time when you just wanted God to step in and act. In our reading from this morning from the prophet Isaiah, we hear him say, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." You see, the people that Isaiah was speaking to were also desperate for the Lord to intervene. Isaiah wanted God to intervene for the Israelites. He was desperate for the Lord to do for his people what God had done in the past. The amazing things that God had done that had saved the Israelites from the calamities in their lives. Saving them from the Pharaoh in Egypt, flattening the walls of Jericho, helping David defeat Goliath. And the list can go on and on. These Israelites who were now in exile in Babylon were waiting for God to act again, to tear open the heavens and come down and save them once again. They wanted God to act. Yet the prophet Isaiah reminds the Israelites, and consequently us, a key point. He says, "From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for him." God works while we wait. God works in ways that we do not understand, and God's timing, and no matter how frustrating it is, it's not always our timing. Yet we can be confident that God is working even when we aren't sure. As I told the kids this morning, we enter the season of Advent today, a season of waiting, a season where, yes, we wait for Christmas, the birth of Jesus, but a season where we also remember that we are still waiting for Jesus to return, waiting for the kingdom of God to be fulfilled. But we need to remember that even in our waiting, God is present here. I follow a Facebook page called Clergy Coaching Network, and yesterday they posted this quote. "The whole story of Advent is the story of how God can't be kept out. God is present, God is with us, God shows up. Not with a parade, but with the whimper of a baby. Not among the powerful, but among the marginalized. Not to the demanding, but to the humble." In our waiting, we can be sure that God is present. But waiting is not easy. Sometimes we face those situations where we are desperate to see that God is working in our lives, that God is present. And even in our desperation, we still have to wait. There are a couple things we need to remember when we think about this idea of waiting. First, that God is worth waiting for, no matter how long it takes, no matter how frustrating it can be. Even if it doesn't turn out like we want or expect, we can rest in the promises of God and know that even if it is taking longer than we expect, or it doesn't turn out like we want, we can still trust that God is at work and among us. And second, God is not in a hurry. God's timing is not ours, and God can keep us waiting. God is God. It's as simple as that. We might not be ready for what God wants to give us. He might be preparing us to receive what God has prepared. The prophet Isaiah reminds us this when he says, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are the work of your hand." As we wait, God is preparing us, being revealed to us, even in the smallest of ways, shaping us and allowing us to grow into the people we have been created to be. So yes, waiting is not easy. It doesn't always end up the way we want. Yet we can be sure that even in our darkest times, God is in the midst of our waiting. In our gospel lesson, we are reminded that as we wait, to keep awake and watch, to see where God is moving. Jesus tells his disciples, "But about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you all, keep awake." So as we enter into this Advent, the season of Advent, the season of waiting, and as we look to the coming of Jesus in our world, may we keep awake. May we take some time to simply wait for God, to simply rest in his presence, to see where God is, revealed to us in our midst each and every day, to wait and to be patient. Amen.